And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As the papers continue to headline the murder of Oliver Wilson backstage at the Hamilton Theater just off Broadway, everyone even remotely concerned with the grim tragedy is waiting with nervous apprehension for the police to make an arrest. Right now, it's late at night. Nearly everyone has left the theater after the evening's performance. Larry Noble turns out the light in his dressing room and is about to make his way down the silent hall when he finds that he's not alone after all.
Larry, Larry, I'm so glad you haven't gone. I suddenly felt so frightened.
I'm just on my way, Claudia. What kept you here so late? I thought you'd be out of here right after the last curtain.
Well, I waited in my dressing room. I don't know why. I just sat there at my dressing table, hardly making a move to take my makeup off. I was thinking about everything. And then I suddenly realized it was late. I hurried out and everyone else had gone. And all of a sudden, I was filled with panic.
Well, you needn't be, Claudia. I'll escort you safely to the stage door.
Now, very nice of you. But it rather makes me wonder what you were doing back here so late.
Oh, nothing much. Just trying to go over some details in my mind. Thought I'd have a look around backstage.
What for?
Oh, just to get a mental picture of what must have happened the night Oliver was strung up on those ropes up there.
Well, what did you want to do that for?
Why, it's all so muddled in my mind. I want to sort out all the details, Claudia. Been trying to visualize where everyone must have been during those terribly important minutes. I'm trying to figure out how many steps it is from our row of dressing rooms to the wings.
Well, I thought that was up to the police to determine such things.
Oh, so it is. But I want to be darn good and sure just what to answer when they start asking more questions.
You don't think they'll go over that ground again, do you, Larry?
Of course they will, Claudia. This is just a short wait. Maybe it's designed to get someone to start talking and let them unravel the whole mystery.
And so you want to be very sure that your story is foolproof. Is that it?
I want to know as accurately as possible where everyone was just before Mary discovered the murder.
So that you can throw the blame wherever you see fit. And yet you refused to play along with me when I suggested a perfect story. You wouldn't have any part of that plan. Well, I'd like to know why. It would have protected both of us.
I explained all that, Claudia. There's no use getting involved in a lot of lies. You only get tripped up in the end.
Oh, don't take that tone with me, Larry Noble. Don't try to make me believe you're above such human reactions as trying to save yourself from being accused of murder.
I haven't said any such thing. I only want to find out to my satisfaction what I believe must have happened.
And whoever gets hurt in the process is just out of luck, huh?
Come on, Claudia. We're not getting anywhere. Let's get out of here and go home.
All right, Larry. But don't you forget that I offered to help and you turned me down.
Let's forget it for tonight. Do you mind?
Not at all. I only hope you won't outsmart yourself, Larry.
What do you mean by that?
Never mind.
I'll open the door.
Miss Vincent.
Oh! What do you mean by coming out of the shadows like that? Scaring me to death.
I'm sorry. I've been waiting for you to come out.
Well, what if you have? Just because your idiotic police department decides to have an officer follow me around like a trained dog, is that any reason why I have to adjust my whole schedule to your convenience?
It's nothing like that, Miss Vincent. All I've been waiting for is to ask you to come along and talk to Sergeant Riley.
Sergeant Riley? Well, you don't mean now, tonight?
Yes, miss. He's waiting to talk to you.
I never heard of anything so outrageous. At this time of night? Oh, don't you know that I'm exhausted? I'm tired out, ready to drop. Oh, Larry, can't you say something? Make him understand he can't do this to me.
I don't see that there's much you can do, Claudia. If Sergeant Riley wants to talk to us tonight, then we'd better go along.
Only Miss Vincent, sir.
Well, he'll probably want to see me, too.
Sergeant Riley will send for you when he wants you, Mr. Noble. Right now, he's waiting at headquarters for Miss Vincent. I keep fouling that name up. So if you don't mind, miss...
But I do mind. I mind most terribly. But this is the worst thing I ever heard of. Being taken down like a common criminal. I suppose he wants to prefer charges against me for murdering Oliver Wilson.
Claudia, for the love of heaven, get a hold of yourself. This is perfectly in order. It's nothing to get all worked up about.
Well, I'm glad you can be so calm about it. But I suppose you want me to be still so that I won't say anything that might put you in a bad light, huh?
Now listen, Miss Vincent. It's orders.
Now go along, Claudia. If you like, I'll wait for you until you're finished.
No, thank you, Larry. If I have to go through this inquisition, I don't intend to tell you everything that was said. Wait till your own turn comes. All right, officer.
Right this way, Miss Benson. Won't take us more than about 5 minutes to get there.
After watching for a few seconds, Larry turns the other way and walks rapidly down the street. Meantime, in Sergeant Riley's office at headquarters, a serious conversation is going on with Rupert Barlow's chauffeur, Victor, facing the sergeant across the desk. We'll hear.
Look, just because I made a couple of mistakes a long time ago is no reason why you gotta figure me for killing that guy, Sergeant. I tell you, I never laid a hand on him.
In that case, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's a good one. Nothing to worry about. With the cops running after me every couple of minutes and dragging me down here for questioning. What's the good of that? I already told you everything I know.
That's what you said. But I wonder if it's true. You know, sometimes, Victor, we forget facts that don't seem important at the time. And yet they may turn out to be vital in a case like this. You just shouldn't have been present at that theater the night this man Wilson was killed. You know enough of such things to realize that everyone close to the scene of a murder will be questioned until the facts have been settled.
Okay, Sergeant Riley, you got me over a barrel. You're using my past against me now, and there's nothing I can do. But I tell you, I didn't kill the guy. If you don't let up, you'll lose me my job.
Your job? You know, that's something else that takes explaining. How is it that a man like Rupert Barlow would employ a man with your record?
Well, I've been working steady. You ask him, and he'll tell you he's never had no reason to complain about
it. I intend to ask him. And I'll ask everyone else in the Barlow household.
Go ahead. Miss Julia Dixon will try to turn you against me.
Why should she?
Because she don't like anybody to get along with a boss. She's nuts about him. She's been trying to get him to marry her for more than 10 years. Only he's been too smart for her.
I don't see why that should prejudice Miss Dixon against you.
Because the boss takes me along when he goes away, that's why. Because he gets me to drive the car or run his boat.
And what other duties do you perform, Victor?
How do you mean? I work for the boss and do whatever he says.
So I understand. Even if it takes an act of violence to accomplish the order. Isn't it true that Mr. Barlow keeps you in his employ because he frequently finds himself in situations where it's difficult to fight his way out?
That's crazy.
Oh, is it? Don't your duties toward Mr. Barlow frequently take the form of a bodyguard?
No, sir, they don't. I'm hired as a chauffeur and to run his boat. I do whatever he needs me to do around the house.
What an invaluable fellow you must be.
Boss, don't complain.
That's lucky for you. Where you're unlucky, Victor, is being seen backstage at the Hamilton Theater on the night of the murder.
Who says they saw me?
Mrs. Noble saw you across the street that night.
That ain't the same thing.
And Miss Vincent both heard and saw you later on in a bitter quarrel with a murdered man.
Why should I want to bump him off? What reason would I have for a dumb act like that?
Perhaps it was in the line of duty, Victor. It's possible that Mr. Barlow suggested getting rid of the man. Being a faithful servant, you carried out the order. But we'll find out for sure, Victor. And if our guess is correct, you'll be the one that goes to the electric chair, even if it was Rupert Barlow who put you up to it.
Victor's face pales as he returns Sergeant Riley's stare. At this same time in Rosehaven, Long Island, Mary's at home waiting up for Larry's return from New York. And as time passes, she keeps walking to the front hall and looking anxiously down the road. And she thinks...
Well, he said he'd call if he was detained. Surely they wouldn't keep him without letting him call home. And yet it's late. It's much later than he usually gets here. Oh, if I could only see those two car lights approach and turn into the drive. If I could only see Larry coming in the front door. Only to know that he's home, that he's safe for one more night. Larry is so terribly nervous these days. Maybe it's just the strain of waiting, of wondering what will happen to the play. Oh, but that couldn't worry Larry that much. So it must be the murder. And yet, how could Larry be involved in Oliver Wilson's death?
Once again, Mary looks out and sees only darkness. She returns to the living room and picks up the book she has tried to read for the past several hours. Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, The story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.